Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, November 7th, one day ahead of updated WASDE report tomorrow. We had grains pretty quiet overnight. December corn finishing flat, 378 and three quarters, just a 2.5 cent range there. Export sales came out this morning, 488,000, so upper middle end of the range there, but still not stellar. They were looking for 300 to 650,000. So we are still down about 50% or more on last year. We'll see if the USDA revises those exports down on tomorrow's report. Again, demand becoming more and more apparently an issue here, even in light of the reduced supply from this year's weather. In the wheat, we had December finish up a penny and three quarters, 518 and a half. Kansas City Dease up, actually flat, 427 and three quarters. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny and a quarter, 524 and a half. All those markets sitting just inside yesterday's ranges. Corn also sitting down inside the lower end of yesterday's range. And in the beans, we had January finish up 4 1/4 cents, 931 and three quarters, down near the lower end of yesterday's range. Export sales in the beans, very strong, 1.81 million metric tons versus estimates of between 600,000 and 1.2, 760,000 of that to China. Also had a USDA sale announced this morning, 136,000 tons of beans to China and 133,000 tons of soybean meal to the Philippines. Jumping back to the wheat, we had export sales there, 360,000. That was at the lower end of the range they were looking for, between 350 and 600,000. In outside markets, we've got the dollar up 7 ticks at 97.84, crude oil up 112 a barrel at 57.48, stock market up 160 points overnight. Now, the strength here in the stock market, and a little bit of that reflected in the beans due to a report out of China from Reuters that China and U.S. have agreed to cancel in phases the tariffs that have been involved in the trade war. They're going to do it proportionally. There is no timetable set yet, so the stock market, energy markets, all like that. Obviously, I think the grain markets are getting a little bit tired of this back and forth, and not so much of a response there in the beans, but we will have to see if there are any further purchases. This sale of 136,000 this morning was the first one of this week, so maybe a slight turn in the right direction. But again, I think it's a case of waiting and seeing for actual sales before the market gets very excited. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.